Time for a look at the news for a Monday. It's the seventh day of December for 2020. Well, first off, topping the news for today, the National Weather Service is forecasting gusty winds throughout the day today. This will bring increased fire weather conditions. With this in mind, all burning is suspended for today and tomorrow in the Amador El Dorado CAL FIRE unit. Now, the combination of gusty winds, very dry vegetation, and lack of rain are causing this extreme risk of wildfire. So, once again, wildfires, we can't stress enough. Take a look at Southern California, okay? And again, I know we say this a lot, but it's true. It's not if, it's when. It's when. And we want to just keep that chance of when down. So please be careful. If you know somebody that was going to burn today, let them know. It's a no-burn day in the Amador El Dorado CAL FIRE unit. Well, as of 11:59 Sunday night, Calaveras County now under the governor's regional stay-at-home order. New restrictions will now be imposed on restaurants, hair salons, gyms, and other businesses. The governor announced that all sectors other than retail and essential operations are to be closed. The order will now be in effect for 3 weeks. It does allow access to and travel for critical services. This limited closure is designed to help prevent overwhelming regional ICU capacity. Now, this is all predicated on, you know, the regional stay-at-home order. It goes into effect when there are less than 15% of intensive care unit beds available in a region. As of this morning, 10% in Southern California, 6.6% in the San Joaquin Valley, which includes Calaveras County. That is the lowest in the state. Northern California, 26.5%, the Bay Area, 24.4% capacity, and the Greater Sacramento region, which includes Amador County, 18.2%. These numbers change daily. They change daily. So tomorrow, we'll have a whole new set of numbers, or actually, we could see a whole new set of numbers later today, because these were, as of late last night, going into today. So Amador County is not yet under these orders, but we are very close, 3 percentage points away. Again, the Greater Sacramento region sits at 18.2%. So closures basically include indoor recreational facilities, hair salons, barbershops, personal care services, wineries, bars, breweries, movie theaters. Again, stores will be open with 20% capacity and metering at the doors. And again, hotels and lodging open only for critical infrastructure support, and restaurants to allow only for takeout, pickup, and delivery. And offices that are not critical infrastructure sectors should work from home remotely. And places of worship and political expression will be allowed outdoor services only under these orders. And as of Friday, Calaveras Public Health confirmed 58 additional cases of COVID-19 in that county. The cases include 15 females and 20 males between 18 to 49 years of age, 6 females and 9 males between 50 to 64 years of age, 6 females and 2 males over the age of 65. 13 of those cases are linked to an outbreak among staff and residents of the Lakes Treatment Center located in Copperopolis. Calaveras Public Health working closely with the staff at that facility to monitor and track any new cases. Well, after 4 years on the job, Calaveras County Health and Human Service Agency Director Kristen Stranger has accepted another position in Los Angeles County. Her duties have included overseeing the county's Public Health Division, Mental Health Division, and Child Protective Services. She will officially step down in mid-December. In her letter of resignation, she stated she's looking forward to the new challenge and to living closer to her family in Los Angeles County. She wanted to thank county staff for the opportunity to serve the community and working side by side with the talented and professional HHSA team. Her resignation follows that of County Health Officer Dr. Dean Kaleda in October. Now, Stranger was tasked with selecting a new candidate for that position, and Interim Health Officer Dr. Paul Beattie was approved by the board in late October. She'll begin her new role later this month in Los Angeles County. And during this season of giving, the Amador Sheriff's Office has a huge thank you to Shirley and Stan Hampton of Sierra Hearth and Home of Jackson for donating $1,000 to the Sheriff's Office Community Assistance Program. The donated funds will assist the community-based programs such as the Santa for Seniors. Now, again, if your business or you'd like to make a donation, contact either Sergeant Wart or Detective Woods at the Sheriff's Office, 223-6500. Thank you, Stan and Shirley. And you can give the gift of life today, Community Blood Drive, from 10:30 to 5:30, American Legion Hall, Sutter Hill. Donors are required to wear a mask or face covering. Please bring a photo ID and eat well and drink plenty of water. Also, testing of blood donations for COVID-19 antibodies will also be conducted. For more information, 304-8770. And if you would like to enter the Cruisin' the Lights COVID-compliant drive-through edition of the Sutter Creek Parade of Lights, if you would like to take part with a static display set up on the Amador County Fairgrounds, you still have time to contact Tony Lindy at 256-1750. That's 256-1750. The event is set for this Saturday, 5:30 to 8 at the Fairgrounds, and you can give Tony a call for more details. That, my friends, is a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday. From the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.